Hi, this is Catherine Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. It's a really big sure. Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m., we're here. We play singer-songwriters and stumble over our tongues and generally have some fun. Hopefully, you'll be here for the next couple hours. I'm Jeff, and you can always check us out on the web, tellthebandtogohome.com, to listen to past shows and send me an email and all that stuff. If there's something you want to hear today or you want to just chat, 269-8636-269-UMFM, or you can always send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or one of the other many email addresses that I collect. And we'll have some fun today. Got a bit of a theme going on today, which is always dangerous with me, as you know, but We'll see. We started off with there with something not from the theme. That was. I don't like people who brag a lot. No, I don't brag a lot, so I guess when I do brag, I guess it's not all that bad. But I just thought I'd brag because that's Kathleen Edwards from her debut EP called Building 55, which I found a copy in a used store today, and I'm pretty proud of that, actually. Ever since Stu found one and sold it on eBay for big bucks, I've been looking for my chance. I don't think I'm gonna sell it. I'm gonna hold on to it. I'm gonna be the good music collector. But yeah, pretty good score today. Found the old Building 55 used. Pretty happy about that. I know you are too. You seem very excited. So we'll just get on with the music. It's Labor Day tomorrow, and we'll play some songs of work and worth, as David Ferranti would say. Play some working songs. It's also this week marks my return to the working world. I've been living like a fat cat university student for the past 6 years or so. So I haven't had to have a real job like all the time for a very long time. And I'm not sure that I'm going to like remembering what that's like to go to work every day. I mean, I've worked very hard for the past 6 years. Don't get me wrong, but it's been all kinds of different stuff. So getting up bright and early every single day for the rest of my life is it's going to take some adjustment, folks, but it's going to be interesting. Starting the big school teacher gig this week, and I'm terrified. It's going to be an interesting transition from the mindlessness of university to the intense pressure teaching your children. So we'll play some songs in order of that, and in honor of Labor Day and the return to work, the end of summer, all kinds of stuff. It'll be fun. This one, I thought the song itself doesn't really speak to any of those things. First of all, it's a fantastic song, and I just got it, so I want to play it for you. I also heard a great, I heard a version of it at the Edmonton Folk Festival a few weeks ago. It's Paul Kelly's song, I'll tell you that. The Waifs were at a workshop, and they were they decided at the end of the workshop to end it off by doing a Paul Kelly song, even though Paul Kelly was right there on the stage. And that would have worked fine if they hadn't completely screwed it up and forgotten the words entirely. But once Paul helped them remember the words and get going, it worked out pretty well. By the way, you can read all about the Edmonton Folk Festival. I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but telltheband2gohome.com. You go to the photo page, and then there's my Edmonton Folk Festival stuff is up there, and some good photos, and I don't know. Anyways, this is, I'm glad I found this. Songs from the South, the Paul Kelly's Greatest Hits. Check this out. This is a great one. And I think the idea is one that maybe suits what I'm going to do for a living. From little things, big things grow.
People, I'll tell you a story, an 8-year long story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Lingyari were opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Rangers were working for nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and started off walking. At what a creep, they set themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, But I sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Well, vesting man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages, we're sitting right here till we get our land. Vesting man roared, vesting man thundered, you don't stand a chance of a cinder and snow. Vince said, if we fall, others are rising. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingyari boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why, your people are hungry. Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingyari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Well, that was the story of Vincent Lingyari. But this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand. Stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. 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 From little things, big things grow.
But That girl with
with a cheap guitar. She's a punk rock star. She's a dying art. And you held your head high. Yeah, you held your head high when you walked down my street. And you rolled your eyes to the sky.
Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
You don't have to say you're leaving. I'm
honesty, and that's all you need to know. But there's a few things I'd like to make clear before you disappear, before you make your last goodbye. Soft and low, when a man feels proud, he likes to shout his happiness right out loud. When he's feeling down, he drags his feet on the ground and likes to lose chances in his hand. But every time he goes to leave, every step he makes, he takes a stand. Now my life is made of pens and paper, and my ink runs in the rain. Felt the taste, taste of fame was glitter, and our souls are supposed to shine on like a candle flame. But it's just like two lonely people who go out and have their fun, and they wake up with one another. Chances in their hands, but every time they go to leave, every step they make, they take a stand. Chances in your hand, but every time you go to leave, every step you make, you take a stand. But every time you go to leave, every step you make, you take a stand.
Willie P. Bennett there, pens and paper, something you'd definitely going to need to know about if you're going back to school. And you know, I've been doing all the back to school shopping, so I see all the parents out there with their kids buying their pens and paper at the Staples and such. And so it's something you need to know a lot about if you're going back to school. Radney Foster taking us to the School of Hard Knocks. Josh Rouse singing about a middle school frown, something I have a feeling I'll come to know far too well. Jeremy Fisher taking us back to high school, and we started it off with Paul Kelly singing From Little Things, Big Things Grow. A couple more songs about the little things, the youngins that we're going to be seeing back at school this week. And I guess here's another thing that I'm going to have to come to know far too much about if I don't already. Childish Things. James McMurtry.
Aunt Clara kept her Bible right next to the phone in case she needed a quote while she talked to someone. In my memory she smiles while the blessing is said, and visions of freeze tag dance in my head. She says I'll grow up big if I eat all my roast. I'll still believe in heaven, but I won't believe in ghosts anymore. I'll put away childish things. I'll put away childish things. Every other weekend, age of 13, with my fishing pole and my field and stream, riding back home on a Trailways bus. I looked out the window till I saw too much, and I called my parents by their own first names. I played in the alley, but I didn't play the game anymore. I put away childish things. I put away childish things. Howl all night long. They won't stop and they won't go home. Beneath my window they run. Probably it'll be alright if I keep it all locked up tight and wait till day.
Cigarettes and candy and some tattoo art on a hot June night out in Railroad Park. They weren't talking about the boredom. They don't know who they are. They weren't talking about what's here or talking about what's far. Seems everything's done, nothing's begun for children of the sun. Black t-shirts and jewelry, also lovelorn, neath a big marquee, eating popcorn. Did you see the movie explode on screen? That's the same old story that we've all seen. I'll never be done by stories we've spun, the children of the sun. Metal in the morning, folk music at night, backpacks of wisdom, nothing wrong or right. Rolling down the sidewalk on an old two-wheel, it gives a thumbs up sign on a quick drug deal. Look out everyone, they're on the run, children of the sun. Look out everyone, they're on the run, children of the sun. Look out everyone, they're on the run, children of the sun.
bright lights guide her through the rain and the driving snow. Where it comes from, she don't know. She's a child of the wild blue yonder, flying out of heat. She's a child of the wild blue yonder, born in an angel's teeth. If you see her falling, that's just a little trick she does. It's a dive for the pain that's calling. It's for the clouds like a little dove. She can't help but laughing. She can't stop your crying days. Sometimes it hurts to be having to hold on to a love, but surely.
JP Hill, when you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, tell the band to go home. Go.
He said, I'm feeling fine. Stealing clothes from unlocked cars. Freddy's got spars picking off stars from his face. Funky little boat race. Oh, well, the television man is crazy. He says a juvenile delinquent Rex. Man, I need a TV when I got T-Rex. Oh, brother, you guess.
No.
kick like a mule. He's a real mean team we can love. We certainly can love. Oh, and my brother's back home with his Beatles and his Stones, but we never got off on all that revolution stuff. What a drag. There were too many snakes. Oh, well, I drank a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna race some cat to bed. Is it concrete all around or in my head? Oh, Papa, you guess I'm a dude, yeah. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news.
You're lonesome in the morning, in the morning where you lay. Toss your head against the window, beats form like crooked trains. You look so young. Have you ever been afraid? You look so young, and I'm feeling so ashamed. Selfish thoughts and selfish reasons lead to my own demise. Once this world is taken from me, strip bare my soul, rise. You look so young. Have you ever been afraid? You look so young, and I'm feeling so ashamed. So young.
Have you ever been afraid? You look so young, and I'm feeling so ashamed. You look so young. Have you ever been afraid? You look so young, and I'm feeling so ashamed.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay forever young. Grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always see the light and feel the love surrounding you. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. And may you stay forever. May you stay forever young. Always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a firm foundation when the winds of change shift. May you build a ladder to the stars. May you climb on every rung, and may you stay forever. May you stay. forever young.
My never-to-be-humble opinion, that man sings Bob Dylan songs much better than Bob Dylan does. That's Jimmy LaFave. I was just thinking about that. It's been over 7 years since Jimmy LaFave made an appearance here in our city. Why do you suppose that is? I don't get it. Trail is the name of that record, and it's a fine one. He's sort of known as a great Bob Dylan interpreter. He sings tons and tons of Bob Dylan songs and does a fantastic job of each and every one. Love that guy. Jayhawks, before that, You Look So Young. If there's one thing that I've learned already about working in a school, it's that kids have this funny way of, first of all, they keep you acting young, which is good, but they also can make you feel really old, which is not always good. But J.P. Ho and the Truly Richards, All the Young Dudes, John Hyatt's Child of the Wild Blue Yonder. We heard Jesse DiNatale singing Children of the Sun, and we started it off with James McMurtry. You know, every childish things, every one of those artists started with J. I didn't plan it that way, but James McMurtry, Jesse DiNatale, John Hyatt, J.P. Ho, Jayhawks, and Jimmy LaFave. Uh-huh. Oh, I wish I could have planned that. That would have been smart. Not that smart. That's pretty funny, though, don't you think? Maybe not. Maybe I'm a little punchy. Time to take a quick break and pay some bills and do all those things that we got to do. And we'll come back with a song that'll perfectly sort of... If I had one of those CD players that you know, you could set there's one of those alarm clocks that has a CD player in it, I might wake up to this song. Because when my alarm clock goes off at 6:30 or whatever it is this week, this is probably going to be... the song that I'm thinking. You'll hear that after a couple of these.